Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello, hello, millionaire babes, and welcome to another episode of the Millionaire Babe Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Michelle, and today we are celebrating one of our very own mastermind girls, Kat, with Feeling Pretty. We are celebrating her for closing an amazing February with a $15,000 month. Congrats, congrats. I think she even went a little bit over that. But we are so, so, so excited for her and want to give her a huge, huge shout out today. So congratulations, Kat. You know, business is a lot of marketing. It's a lot of strategy. But even more important, it's a lot of mindset. It is, in some cases, it's more mindset. It depends on where you are in your mindset and where you are in your business, for sure. And so one of the things that I incorporate in my programs that makes us unique and gets people results is what I call the three magic M's to success: marketing, mindset, and manifestation. And so specifically in our mastermind, we do a lot of that mindset work that tends to need to happen when you're scaling. Well, when you're scaling in all areas of business, but especially when you're scaling from 10K months into 20K months, when you're scaling from that, you know, 100K a month mark in your business to being able to double that and then some. And so I just wanted to celebrate her today, all the amazing marketing and mindset work that she has been doing. Congratulations, beautiful. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that has been weighing. I've been wanting to do this podcast on this for a while now. And today we're finally getting to it. And so I'm here to tell you some hard truth that maybe you don't want to hear, or maybe you do want to hear. And that is, your bride does not care about your price. Okay? Let's just get to the heart of it. Your bride doesn't care about the price. This was a game changer in my business when I heard this. And so the one thing I learned when I scaled my business from 3K to 10K months in 1 year's time was that my bride didn't care about the price, right? How I did business at 3K months and 5K months was totally different how I did business at 10K months. And how you do business at 5K months is going to be different how you do business at 10K and 20K and so on. Because there's a different mindset around those things. Think about when you started your business. You had nothing, probably. No Instagram account. You really weren't doing much in your business, right? And then you got an Instagram account. And then you start posting, right? And then you probably maybe have a website and you're probably bringing in around $3,000 a month in your business, right? Then maybe you get to 5K, consistent 5K months. By that time, you've got maybe one or two girls to help you on your team, right? You've got a little bit more pricing structure going on. You have kind of a way that you're delivering your rates to people, right? And so it's the same thing as we grow in our income. As we go up, something happens each time we grow. And it is, what ends up happening is you create an elevated marketing experience. Every single time you're creating a higher and bigger and better marketing experience for your clients. And so the reason why your bride doesn't care about the price is because your bride is going to be measured, your bride is going to be measured based on the kind of experience that you take her through. So listen, just hear me out. Your marketing is how your brides find you, get to know, like, and trust you through social media and your website and all your online platforms and decide they book you, right? So think about it. Step outside of your business for a minute. Like, literally just step outside of your business and think about how a bride would particularly find you right now. Maybe she'd find you on Instagram. What is she seeing? Is she seeing you post on stories? Right? Is she seeing you posting in your feed? Are you doing a reel? What are you saying? What are you saying that's going to entice her to want to book you? This is how we begin to create different elevated marketing experiences for our clients based on the particular income that you want to achieve. So for example, if you want to achieve 10K months in your business, you're going to be saying things differently as a 10K month earner versus a 20K a month earner, right? You're going to be saying things differently, posting differently, doing things differently. And so this is what I've learned that helped me scale from 3K months to 10K months in 1 year's time. And every single time I've quantum leaped, I understood that how I'm doing business right now has to be done differently if I want more income. It has to. It has to. And so this is something that I have been wanting to share with you. And we're going to get deep. We're going to get really deep here in a second because I'm going to explain a little bit more as to what that actually means. But you have to understand that the marketing experience, this elevated marketing experience, is how they find you. They decide they like you, they know you, they trust you, and they book and pay quickly. So have you ever had a bride that's like so interested and then she waits on the contract and never pays, never signs, never books, right? Have you ever experienced that before? Well, 9 times out of 10, you didn't have all the elements in that marketing experience to get her to book and pay quickly, right? You might have had the no, right? She probably saw you on your website, saw you on social. So you got the no, you got the like, but you were missing the trust. And the trust is how and why she books and she pays quickly. It's the trust. The trust is huge. And this is a lot of buyer sales psychology online. This is what I've studied. This is the majority of the foundation of what all my programs are based on. And so what happens is we have to make sure we are adding elements of trust in how we post, what we say on our website, what our brand is about, all the things of where clients can read about us, right? Online, where they're making their decision. So this is going to help you attract the right clients at your ideal higher rates, and they won't even blink about the price. Right? They won't even blink. So let's talk about what that trust factor actually looks like. Because most of us know how to do no and like, right? I mean, you don't want to be posting on social media all personal things. You want to have a certain flow. But at the same time, they have to learn how to trust you. And so how they trust you is you stepping into your authority today, you stepping into your leadership today. And this is what most people miss in business is leadership and authority, right? And so they don't they haven't made the decision that they're going to step into that next level version of themselves. So if you're right now at 5K month, you have to decide that you're going to start doing business as a 10K month earner today, not yesterday, not when you're ready. Because there is no when you're ready. That doesn't happen. You're never ready. But you just decide, okay, today's the day I'm going to start doing business as a 10K month earner. How would a 10K month earner show up and post on social media? How would a 10K month earner have her website created, optimized, all the things? How would a 10K month earner do that, right? She'd have a beautiful website that represents a six-figure business. So you decide you're going to take actions and show up today. You want to ask yourself, does my brand represent a six-figure business? Right? Branding is so much more than fonts, logos, colors. It's your brand values. It's how you hire your team members based off your brand. It's language used. It's the client experience. And when I mean client experience, there's two different kinds of client experiences I'm talking about. There's your marketing client experience of how she gets to know, like, and trust you and books you by seeing your stuff online. And then there's the actual physical in-person client experience. Two totally different things. Two totally different things. But it's all these elements that create this elevated marketing experience, right? Your brand on your website needs to be that of a six-figure business. Your reels, right? I see so many people in this space, especially makeup artists that do tutorials. Okay, you guys, stop the tutorials. I love you. But that's not what your client needs to see in order to get her to book and pay quickly. She might think, oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's nice. But that's not going to move the needle, or you're going to be attracting the wrong people, right? She might think, oh, that's really helpful, but that's not going to get her to buy and book you, right? Let's talk about another problem that I see a lot happening. And that is, I see a lot of this is what I see a lot of in the industry is the girls in the community right now, a lot of them experience this, why aren't my clients listening to my instructions, right? Like you've created this beautiful crafted email and it tells maybe the bride how to come prepared for the day, all the instructions, and then you get there and like no one's on time, no one knows what's going on, right? How many times has that happened to us, right? Again, this goes back to the client experience, maybe not so much the marketing experience, but there's ways to prevent all these annoying things that you're experiencing in your business right now. There's ways to prevent those things from happening. And it's learning how to do business. And it starts with creating your elevated marketing experience online in order to get them to book. Now, the actual booking process, that's another experience that you create for your client. And this is what I show you in my Business in a Box, how to do inside your booked out bridal business. This is why my clients, you know, you see all the success stories of them saying, oh my gosh, like, is that it? Like, it's this easy. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's just doing business differently and learning how to think a different way. Right? Undoing the crazy cookie cutter strategies that were made back in 1990 of how you had to like network and rely on referral business. That is so out. Your glow up, ladies, starts with stepping into the next level version of you. That is your glow up. Not stepping in today. Not stepping in tomorrow or when you're ready, but stepping in today. This is your glow up of the 21st century. So I hope you found this helpful. I hope we understand what an elevated marketing experience is, right? So I'm going to recap because I really want to make sure that we all understand what this is. It's so important to understand this. And, you know, suffering from ADHD, I have ADD, ADHD, whatever you want to call it, major attention deficit. For the longest time, I didn't even understand what marketing even was. But it's the flow online that your clients find you. They get to know, like, and trust you on social, on your website, for all the things that you have put out on the World Wide Web. And it's how fast or slow they're able to book and pay. Okay? This is the elevated marketing experience. You want to elevate your marketing. And there's different ways we do that. By posting in stories, posting certain reels. There's different ways we do that through what we say, how we position things on our website, through our branding, all the things. So, ladies, if you want to experience your glow up, enrollment for your booked out bridal business is happening right now. You can go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to my website at www.brandmichellecoaching.com. You can save $250. Enrollment is open. Please, please, please. If there's nothing else that you want to do in this industry, learn how to market your business. This will eliminate all the burnout. This will create more time and more freedom. And it also helps support your team. So if you're also trying to build a team in the process, you have to get your marketing experience online to where it's on point. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. We've been welcoming so many amazing boss babes into the program, into the community. Get support now. Jump on a call. Our calls are bi-weekly. Get the support you need. I love you, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @TheMillionaireBabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.BriannaMichelleCoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.